live in Dallas, Texas at CPAC. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. We saw the pro-life bill go down in Kansas. Go down in flames, actually, 58% to 41%. And then suddenly the Democrats run around, look, it's what's going to save us in November. I'm sorry, but you're going to be disappointed in that if that's really what you think. Because the Democrats really missed the fact that this would have provided an outright ban on abortion. And in America, whether you like it or not, an outright ban on abortion is not something that's popular. Americans also find it very unpopular to have second and third trimester abortions, period. And so before you get to popping the champagne, maybe you should, take a breath. Joining me is Father Frank Provone. He's the National Director of Priests for Life, the largest pro-life ministry in the Catholic Church. He's also the president of the National Pro-Life Religious Council and the National Pastoral Director of the Silent No More Awareness Campaign and of Rachel's Vineyard, the world's largest ministry of healing after abortion. Father, thank you for being here.
Steve, it's good to be with you today.
So tell me what you make of the Kansas vote, first of all.
Well, actually, I'm not too surprised because the other side lies about these what these initiatives really represent. And you hit the nail on the head. It's not a choice between an outright ban on all abortions and the current situation. It's a choice between the current situation where there are reasonable regulations and restrictions and complete unlimited abortion until birth. That's the position the Democrats stand for. That's the position that we had imposed on us by Roe v. Wade, which, thank God, is now gone. And that is the position that Americans have never supported. There's not a survey anywhere, any demographic that says we want abortions in the seventh, eighth month of pregnancy, healthy mothers, healthy babies. And this, by saying that there's a right to abortion in the Kansas Constitution, they're making it very, very difficult, if not impossible, for the people and their elected representatives to even put reasonable limits on late-term abortion.
But it's not what people support. You know that, and so do I. And you're right. When you get to third trimester abortions, which is, look, we can have babies that are premature babies that are viable after 22, 23, 24 weeks. We all know that. So 40-week abortions, first of all, have no place. Whatever happened to safe, legal, and rare?
Rare is the rare word.
They've abandoned
that now. It's abortion without apology, without restriction. The other thing, too, the Kansas Amendment was called Value Them Both for a reason. Baby, yes, we want to protect these babies. But the mothers. Kansas has reasonable regulations in place, for example, that a parent, when a minor-age daughter goes to get an abortion, should at least be informed. And, what the failure to pass this amendment means is that they can strike down even laws like that and say, it's not consistent with the Kansas Constitution. This is going to cause a backlash. Kansas is not done dealing with this. And I think we're going to see further initiatives in the future as people realize, wait a minute, we were duped. We thought that they were trying to impose an outright ban on all abortions, but instead they took away our rights to put even reasonable regulations on it.
However, some states have done that.
Yes.
Missouri has basically had an outright ban. Oklahoma basically had an outright ban. My opinion, Father, has been for some time that when it all settles out, we'll be somewhere in the European zone of about 12 to 15 weeks where people will be unhappy on both sides of the conversation. I mean, pro-life people are never going to be happy with 12 weeks or 15 weeks, and those that support abortion are never going to be happy unless they can do whatever they want at any time they want, claiming that it's the mother's body, even though it's clearly an individual that's not her body. But that does, nobody's going to be happy, but at some point in Europe, the countries are almost exclusively between 12 and 15 weeks. Then after that, it really does take, pardon my terminology, an act of God. For there to be an abortion, right?
Right.
Fair enough, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And people are. We've learned a lot more about the unborn child. Roe v. Wade almost ended up in that way that they were. The justices were moving towards saying, okay, let's cut it off after the first trimester. Then at the last minute, they threw in this viability line, and they wanted to give more time. But yeah, I think that we're moving towards that more middle of the road position. But we've also learned a lot more about who this baby is. Even in the earliest weeks of pregnancy, when you think that by 7-8 weeks, you got all the body parts that you and I have
right.
already functioning and present. But then also the question of, Steve, there's another dimension to this. What does an abortion do to a woman? You know, Biden just said the other day, yesterday in this new executive order, oh, let's do more research about the health implications of limiting abortion. How about the health implications of allowing it? And this is not something that even Roe v. Wade sufficiently...
Let me ask you about that. As a Catholic, obviously, a pro-life, a strong... Well, that is the Catholic position. Is it not the Catholic doctrine that pro-life is the position of the Catholic Church?
That's right.
And yet here we are with Catholics or alleged Catholics. Is Joe Biden a Catholic?
He's not living as one. You know, he was baptized as one.
Nancy Pelosi?
No, not at all. They are violating their, not only violating their faith, they're violating the meaning of public service. You know, you don't stand up and say, here's what I don't care what faith my public officials are. I don't want them lying to get votes and then throwing the faith out the window. That's what we see with Biden, Pelosi, Dick Durbin, and a bunch of others.
So when it comes to taking communion, for example.
Right.
Where do you stand?
They should not be approaching communion. I mean, why is it that they believe? What I ask them, what's easier to believe, that the host you receive is the body of Christ, or that the baby in the womb is a baby?
Well,
Which one is easier to believe?
What about this argument that somehow, you know, having an abortion is, you know, God's will? I mean, really?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Killing a baby. My challenge to people is look at it. Look at abortion. You know, this is one of our big emphases at Priest for Life. We have a website, lookatabortion.org. Go ahead and look at it. You know, people think they have an opinion on it. And when you see the dismembered arms and legs and the disfigured, partially removed skull, maybe then you take a different idea. But this looks like violence to me. And that's where we have to inform the debate.
Yeah. So where do you think we go from here? Because the Democrats, I'm just going to warn my Democrat friends. Look, if you guys think that Kansas is somehow the bellwether of how the nation is going to react, because in Michigan, where I live, there's a ballot initiative.
That's right.
That would allow abortion up to the moment of birth. The problem is these pro-abortion special interest groups are incredibly well-funded.
Yes.
And those on the other side, like yourself, are scratching for money to tell people the truth.
Right.
So what happens?
Well, we have to encourage our Republican friends, first of all, don't run away from this issue. We've seen that this is a winning issue. Election after election, more pro-life people are motivated to vote on the abortion issue than are the pro-choice people. Will they? Will the others be more motivated this year? A little bit. But they're still not in favor of unlimited abortion. And that's where the Democrats fall flat. They can't help themselves. They always overreach. And the more people realize that they're overreaching on abortion, the more they reject it. We're going to see this play out in the elections. I think we're going to do great in these midterms because we're taking the compassionate approach. That's the other thing. Not only do we not want unlimited abortion, we're the ones serving these moms and these dads who are not getting abortions because of freedom of choice, but because they feel they have no freedom and no choice. We're intervening. We're there saying we're going to help you and your baby. And when people see that the compassionate side and the side that protects these babies are really one and the same side, we continue, Steve, to win, even in the elections.
Father Frank Provone, National Director of Priests for Life, thank you for being here. If people want to find out more about what you're doing, real quickly.
Endabortion.us. Endabortion.us.
Endabortion.us. Thank you, Father. Greatly appreciate you being here.
My pleasure.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com as well. And, of course, if you want to share this interview with anybody or any interview on the program, go to stevegruber.com. Jump on the podcast. We have it going back for years. Years. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.